Welcome back to the Injury Pros Podcast. I'm Michael Sale, Managing Partner of Cordisco & Sale Injury Law. Today we're talking about the important connection between personal injury law and chiropractic care and how the world of patient recovery is evolving. Joining me is Dr. Matthew Marcus, founder of HealthBridge Multispecialty Group, which has 11 locations throughout eastern Pennsylvania and primarily serves the greater Philadelphia area. His practice has grown beyond chiropractic to include a wide range of specialty care, including pain management and orthopedics, centered on helping patients heal and move forward. All right, Dr. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
So I want to start with our audience and introduce you, but I wanted to just tell us who you are, where you went to school, and what you've become before we talk about your business.
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me. Great job here at your firm. You've grown a lot, and I can see you're putting a lot of hard work into building your model, so congratulations.
Thank you.
My journey started, I grew up right outside of Philadelphia, Montgomery County. I went to University of Pittsburgh. So I got into the sports medicine program, which was an amazing program. We worked with UPMC, and in the program at University of Pittsburgh, we treated all the athletes. It was the athletic training program, sports medicine. And when I started this journey in healthcare, one of the things that we were able to do is do a lot of post-surgical rehab, post-injury rehab on elite athletes, Division I level, football players, basketball, track and field, gymnastics. So we would see these unique injuries and we would get to facilitate kind of treatment plans under the microscope of orthopedic surgeons and physical therapists and athletic trainers. So that was my experience at University of Pittsburgh. You know, they had a surgery. We would do all the post-surgical rehab on an ACL, a shoulder, you name it. And then after I got my bachelor's of science in sports medicine, I went on to chiropractic school because I liked the physical aspect of treating people and getting them better. So my vision and my thought always was, hey, if I could have the physical medicine background of treating the spine and the extremities in, undergrad, now I can be more specific in treating the spine in chiropractic school, and I can treat the whole body for patients coming through my chiropractic practice. 25 years ago is when I started.
25 years. Did you have any mentors or any family members that were chiropractors?
That's a great...
How did you get into that?
So that's a great question. I did, actually. When I was a kid, I was under the care of a doctor for allergy problems, and I was getting allergy shots, injections. Remember, they used to give you this.
Yeah, they still do.
Yeah. So I had a bad reaction, almost went into like an anaphylactic shock, and it was a crazy situation where they gave me these injections and I didn't react well. So I refused to go back to that doctor. And my father said to me, why don't you go around the corner? There's this great young chiropractor I met, and he said, he's a really good guy. You should go, maybe he can help you with your sinuses, your allergies. Not knowing anything about chiropractic, my father, I met the gentleman and I went to his office, and what he would do is he would do more holistic care on me. He would do deep pressure on my face, across my nasal passages, and he would adjust my neck. He would do a massage, and my whole, nasal area would just drain. What? And I would get this great relief from this chiropractor. And I thought to myself, wow, I didn't know anything at that point. I was 14, 15. I went to the one doctor, I got these injections. I went into anaphylactic shock and I thought I was going to die. And then I go to this chiropractor and he's providing relief. Now, it wasn't cured, but he provided great relief for me. So I was like, this is a really cool profession. And I stayed in touch with the gentleman for years. And if I had neck pain, if I had low back pain, I was always athletic. I played three sports. I would go back to him. And that's kind of how I really became interested in chiropractic and that kind of holistic approach of helping people.
That's a great story. And a lot of people don't know what chiropractors do. I know growing up, my parents were like, don't go. If there's not nothing bothering you, you know, don't get something cracked because it'll only make it worse. Where here, your chiropractors do all different stuff. Holistic stuff, like you said. I know one that like changes the baby around in position, you know, if the baby's breached, things like that. What other kind of things do chiropractors do, and how do they, what parts of the body do they treat?
Yeah, funny story that you talk about the breech baby. I got a call yesterday. I'm not going to mention his name. It was actually over this past weekend. An orthopedic surgeon calls me. His daughter has this breech baby. He says, listen, Matt, I've known you a long time. I know that you really deal in musculoskeletal and, you know, issues with pain and trauma. I know this isn't your specialty, but do you know any of these chiropractors I read online that do these kind of breech baby manipulation to kind of straighten the baby out? And I said, I've heard about it. I don't know anyone, but let me do some research. So here I have this orthopedic surgeon, one of the best ones in the Philadelphia area that I've known, and he's calling me. So I facilitated that connection with a chiropractor who specializes in women's health, amongst other things, and his daughter's now going to see this chiropractor. But to your point, chiropractic care really can facilitate a lot of great health benefits. It's not only about treating pain, although that's what we do every day, but it's about wellness, it's about feeling good, it's about taking the pressure off the nerves of your spine and that create muscle spasm and pain and signals to your brain that say, hey, you know, I'm injured, this hurts. And it's more of a holistic approach just to helping people. It doesn't mean that we at my practice don't believe that medication and surgical management and medicine in general isn't warranted, because it is. Our approach just is a little different.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier to me before the show that you have a business that's been around for, what, about 25 years?
Around 25 years. It's been around 34 years now. My partner, Dr. Siegel, started it probably 34 years ago, yeah.
And that's HealthBridge?
HealthBridge, yes.
All right. For our listeners that have never heard of HealthBridge, can you tell us what HealthBridge does?
So some big news. We've just kind of changed our brand and our model. HealthBridge is now HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group, where we have chiropractic care at our 11 locations, pain management, and orthopedic surgeon services under one roof.
Yeah.
We felt by merging and putting together a multi-specialty group with these services, we were able to facilitate a better patient outcome and provide more resources to patients. So that has been an amazing process. It's been a lot of work to learn the operations of pain and orthopedics and chiropractic under one roof, but we felt that it could facilitate really just an amazing patient experience and really a better patient outcome when you can provide all these different buckets of services so that patients' care isn't fragmented. And a lot of times when, you know, you go to a doctor, everything has become so specialized. You see your primary, and then you got to go to an allergist, and then they got to go to an oncologist. And they, like, I mean, every single, like, not in that order, I don't mean oncologist, but like,
yeah,
you know, everything has become so fragmented in medicine that we felt at HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group, we could provide orthopedic pain and chiropractic at the highest level under.
Seems like a pain point for most people that you need to go see a specialist, and then it takes 2-3 months to get in to see the specialist. But at HealthBridge, you're offering multi-specialty. That's where the name comes from. Multiple different types of doctors that treat mostly injured people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your typical client at HealthBridge? Somebody who's been injured?
Yeah, so we do a lot of trauma work. So we see a lot of people with injuries, car accidents, work injuries, sports injuries. In the summer, we get a lot of athletic injuries. People our age thinking that we're still 21 out running around with their kids. So we see it all. And these trauma and these injuries are really across the board. It could be low back pain. It could be neck pain, shoulder problems. You know, as a chiropractor, I'm able to write for MRIs. I'm able to write for, you know, EMGs, diagnostic tests to find out, you know, what this pain points are and what the symptoms are. And like you said, having an orthopedic surgeon on staff and pain doctors on staff, we're able to facilitate just a simplified process to get them to the specialist.
That's good. So what is it like when a patient calls HealthBridge? What's their client or customer or, you know, patient experience? How would you describe that?
Yeah, so we feel that first touch point with our team is the critical touch point. One of the things we focus on, and you'll hear me say, is that just the patient experience. We feel that just providing a compassionate experience right out of the gate and understanding and showing empathy for our patients allows us to kind of bring the walls down. Remember, like yourself, you're dealing with someone who is in pain or there's an unfortunate situation. We've all been in that situation. And it's just nice to have someone speak to us, be empathetic, caring, and compassionate, and then facilitate a path to get better. Just some reassurance. So when they call, we get patients in within 24 to 48 hours. They're able to be seen by a doctor, and they're able to be given a treatment plan and facilitate some sort of a healing process. A lot of the things that we see, and I think you could understand this, there's a mental component to a traumatic body injury. Sure. And if we can take the barrier of the mental component out of the patient's mind and facilitate hope, then we can really help them with the physical part. And then we build the relationship. One of the things we're most proud of is we have over 1,600 five-star Google reviews.
Oh, wow.
From all across the counties in Philadelphia. You know, that speaks to our vision, but more importantly, our team. Without our intake team, our administrative team, our chiropractic team, our clinical team, our pain team, our orthopedic team, we can't achieve those types.
So it sounds like you're dealing with a lot of the pain points that most patients have. It takes a while to get in. It's hard to get an appointment, right? Then they see quickly. You see a doctor. You have a plan. And then do you spend time with the patients? I mean, I know a chiropractic, it's not as quick as a doctor coming in and out, but most of our clients at Cortisco and Sale, when they see specialists, they're like, oh, he or she just ran in and out and then didn't have the time to listen to me, hear me. And that's one of the biggest complaints we have. So is that different at HealthBridge?
Yeah. We really take our time and facilitate that bond with the patient. As a chiropractor, I can speak on, you know, the chiropractic side of HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group. Our chiropractors spend time with the patients. They listen to the patients. And unlike medical doctors, we may see the patient 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a week. So we're building a rapport. We're listening to them. We're understanding, you know, if there's gaps in communication, treatment outcomes, how are they feeling, what's working, what's not working. So I think as a chiropractor, we have that advantage in treating patients where we're connected with them.
You have more FaceTime, it sounds.
A lot more FaceTime. You know, it's kind of like a lot of manual stretching, adjustments, rehabilitation. We're big into rehabilitation where we believe that, you know, not only the chiropractic adjustments help, but the exercise therapy around that, therapeutic exercise, core strength, flexibility, all these things kind of help facilitate the healing process, and we're able to do that.
So is the chiropractic therapy or treatment different than physical therapy at HealthBridge, or is it all together?
It's a great question. I would call it therapeutic exercise. I wouldn't call it physical therapy. I'd say chiropractic with therapeutic exercise, in my opinion, facilitates the best patient experience and outcome. Chiropractic alone and physical therapy alone without the merger.
The bridge,
so to speak, the health bridge, yeah. As we spoke about. We believe that chiropractic and therapeutic exercise together with the ability to facilitate pain management and orthopedics at a higher level when there's an injury. We think that's the best model to treating injured people.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, blending them together in the same house, it seems like it's really convenient for the patient. So you guys work with a lot of car accidents, right? And you also said sports injuries for individuals, right?
Yeah.
And will you take insurance? How does it usually work for a patient that wants to see somebody at HealthBridge?
Yeah, so we see a lot of car accidents, a lot of sports injuries, a lot of work trauma.
Work accidents,
all of those things. So we take or we participate in some insurance plans. Some insurance plans we don't participate in. But for instance, one of the things we see is that when someone's injured in an accident, a lot of times they don't know what the next steps are. And oftentimes the soreness and pain may not facilitate until like the next day. They may not even feel it for a day because they're all hyped up,
they're nervous,
their adrenaline's going. So, you know, sometimes they go to the ER, they have some neck pain, some low back pain, shoulder, what have you. Then maybe like 2-3 days later, they're much worse than they were in the car accident. And a lot of times these patients, they don't know where to go, what to do. They can go see their primary doctor. And the primary doctor, while doing a history, may ask them questions, or he should ask them questions, say, hey, how'd you get this pain? They'll tell them about this unfortunate car accident. And a lot of the primary doctors don't really know how to treat that. They're great at treating viruses, bacterial infections, you know, all the things that your PCP you'd want. But when it comes to certain traumatic injuries, sometimes they don't know how to facilitate the right care. And, you know, we get a lot of referrals from healthcare professionals now. When I started 25 years ago, I didn't get any referrals from pain doctors or PM&R doctors or orthopedic surgeons. Now we get them every day, all day, because I think they've recognized, especially at HealthBridge, the care and the compassion and the what we put into helping our patients.
You guys build up a great reputation there. And how many doctors do you have over there?
Yeah.
How fast are you growing?
So we're growing fast, but we're very strategic in our growth, you know. One of the things, and we just had a partners call on my way over here, but we have to keep focused on the patient experience and the clinical aspects of our practice. And when you're merging chiropractic pain and orthopedics, it's really important to kind of speak on behalf of what clinical components you need to facilitate a better patient outcome. And how does that experience, you know, make a major difference in how the patient is treated, how they're heard, what symptoms, what diagnostic tests are you going to order? How do you share that information? And ultimately, how does that patient feel when they leave your office? And that's been the biggest challenge when you grow quickly, merging the clinical philosophies and the clinical data together to provide the best patient outcome.
And the different doctors to make sure they're all in the same frame of mind so everyone's working together.
Well, I got to tell you, we're really lucky. We have 24 chiropractors, a pain doctor, and a nurse practitioner. We have a board-certified orthopedic sports medicine doctor performing surgeries. And I got to say that everyone really is focused on facilitating a great patient care experience. And that's what is really so amazing about HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group. The orthopedics, the pain, the chiros, we all respect each other, and we all work together to do what's best for the patient and kind of put the egos at the side when, you know, it comes to patient care.
So we see in the personal injury world as attorneys, there's different groups out there that one-stop shops, they do it all different types of injury stuff. Usually they're not seen with the best care or the best caring for the patient or the best outcomes. And you guys come along and try to change the industry from what I see. And you may have led into this in your last answer, but what do you think is different about HealthBridge that sets you apart from all these other one-stop shops? Not saying you are a one-stop shop, but how your philosophy and how you manage HealthBridge and are growing HealthBridge. How's that different than all these other providers out there?
So when I look at HealthBridge multi-specialty group, I look at us kind of disrupting the industry in the space of patient care when dealing with personal injury or work injuries or sports injuries. There's not that many entities that can provide all these resources under one roof. There's certainly not a lot of entities in the Philadelphia market or the counties like HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group that can facilitate, you know, all these services under one roof. You know, the vision and the idea came collaboratively with my partners. We're always looking at kind of what are the bottlenecks, what are the pain points for our patient care. So when we started this journey to do more of a multi-specialty group, it was like, okay, what pieces are we missing and how can we facilitate a quicker, better patient experience to get them to a pain doctor, an orthopedist, to provide, you know, the outcome that they need. And that's kind of how it all came together.
Now you're trying to keep them in-house together so that everyone's talking to each other. It's just a better experience.
Yeah, I mean, you do a lot of personal injury work, car accidents, right? So even your client, like if you were to send me a patient, your expectation from HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group was to facilitate a great patient experience. And when there's gaps in care, and when there's gaps in treatment, and there's questions, and a patient isn't getting the service they deserve or they need, that creates a problem for the patient. And if we're focused on patient care and we have the vision and the ability to kind of understand where the pain points, where the gaps in care, that's what created HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group. And that's why we're going so hard at it.
That sounds like it works great with patients that have cases like in a car accident case.
Yeah.
You're able to spot the gaps in treatment. If somebody just stops coming or somebody gets discouraged, or sometimes we see some anxiety and depression come in and they stop treating, your team is able to identify those people. And then I believe your team sometimes will communicate with us when the injury, the legal team, so that we can actually communicate with the patient and find out what's going on, and help convince them that treatment is not only good for them so they can get better, but good for them for the case. Because any gaps in treatment, as you know, is not good for cases.
Right. Our approach is really simple at HealthBridge, right? So we look at healthcare for an injured party as just that. How do we take a traumatic, unfortunate situation and provide a resource to get them better, yeah, right? So when our patients are actively engaged in therapy and we're facilitating chiropractic, therapeutic exercise, if they need an orthopedic evaluation, maybe they need an injection, medical management, whatever they need, we are actively engaged in helping our patients get better, and they must participate in working towards getting better. The goal that we have in healthcare is providing a positive outcome, right? If the patient isn't engaged and working towards a positive outcome, it's really hard to get them better. So for us, it's very simple. If you're injured, whether in a sports injury, a car accident, or at work, you need to be here working towards getting better and healing, right? That's the key. The patient has to participate in helping themselves get better, and then we can facilitate the right care plan to get them where they need to go.
So I have a question for you. You know, we handle a lot of car accidents, some work injuries, but mostly car accidents, falls, those kind of things. Patient gets in an accident. The next day they're sore. That night they're sore. When is the best time for that patient to actually call HealthBridge and set up that appointment? Is it later on in the week when they know they're continuing to be sore? Or is it maybe day two or three so they can get in within a first couple days just to get evaluated and learn their options?
Right. So you know, if you know the physiology of the body and the healing process, and you know that the acute phase occurs within the first 24 to 72 hours when, you know, your body's inflamed and you're having issues, the truth is getting in as soon as possible to see a chiropractor or someone at Healthbridge multi-specialty group is critical, because we're going to be able to identify range of motion compromise, spasm and tenderness, orthopedic diagnostic testing, what limitations do you have, reflexes. We can uncover a lot of issues that you may not even see. So when you walk in the Healthbridge, our doctors are very, very well trained. So we're going to be able to do an evaluation, look at your body, start stretching immediately, putting cold compression, ice, electrical stim, ultrasound, whatever we may need to do immediately, and you're going to feel relief. If you let it go, you know, after the acute phase, then it's the subacute phase, and then you have the chronic phase. So actively engaging in care after a traumatic accident is critical to your
outcome. Even within the first couple of days, though.
100%.
You just answered the question quite well, because you not only can you diagnose it, document it, which is always good for cases and things like that, but there's treatment you can do, like you said, stretching, electrical stimulation, other modalities that can help alleviate those symptoms and actually make the body heal faster.
Correct. Correct. So, I mean, like that, like my... Our interests are common in the sense that we're trying to help people, right? That's the whole idea. To take a patient who has an acute injury, whether it's a trauma from a sports injury, a car accident, a work injury, and get them under conservative care, whether it's stretching, active therapy, ice, heat, ultrasound, that is so critical, because what occurs after, you know, a certain amount of time, the body becomes constricted, it builds up scar tissue. You know, you have more limitations to improve to your pre-trauma state if you don't actively get involved right away. So, you know, for us, we want to be active and engaged as soon as possible. I know for myself, you know, I'm still, you know, in the gym often, playing golf, playing some sports. I have two young children. If I have an injury, I'm going to treat that the next day. Why would that be any different than a trauma from a fall, a sports injury, a car accident, or a work injury? There's no difference there.
Yeah.
And same thing.
And the treatment you give within the first couple of days can really make a difference.
It's actually paramount, and it's so important, because you get a baseline of what the patient's dealing with, and you're able to facilitate a better treatment plan.
A lot of people, I don't think, understand that. They just think, oh, am I injured or am I not injured? Let me see how I feel the next day. If I don't feel better the next day, maybe I'll call the doctor. But there's so many things you can do in your multi-specialty group to really help that healing process and get to a point, like you said, almost back to where they were before.
Yeah, I mean, when, you know, often when we see a patient in the acute phase 24 to 48 hours after a trauma, we're able to do so many more things for that patient with a baseline. Remember, when they're seeing a chiropractor or a pain doctor or an orthopedist, we're doing a full history, a full subjective analysis of hearing what they're saying. They're going to get a full objective evaluation, you know, everything from range of motion, neurological, orthopedic testing. We come up with some sort of an assessment, and then we go into a plan to facilitate a positive patient outcome. On that day, I may feel that they may need a higher level medical evaluation, so they may be able to get into an orthopedist within a week. Try calling one of these big orthopedic groups and trying to get an appointment within the week. It won't happen, but a Healthbridge multi-specialty group, you can get an appointment very, very quickly with highly qualified professionals in the pain space and the orthopedic space.
It sounds like, you know, you guys are the specialists for injuries. Like, you're doing this comprehensive evaluation on the first visit or so. And I'm sure if you feel like, God forbid, something's broken or something's really serious, you have partners where you can refer to a neurosurgeon or some kind of other relationship with a doctor, because they came to you first, you're probably going to get them in to see a specialist a lot faster, something that's outside of your specialty.
Yeah. So we facilitate care with neurosurgeons, neurologists. We see a lot of concussion trauma lately. So we have good relationships outside our practice, but you know, taking that history, and like you said before, getting involved early, that history kind of tells you a lot about what's going on. When you know how the trauma occurred, you know how, you know, they fell, where they fell, what side they fell on. If they're in a car accident, did the car hit them from the side? Did they hit their head on the window? Did they have their safety belt on? All these things give you a, you know, kind of a roadmap to treating someone.
This sounds like this was even educating to me, because look, your evaluation sounds much better than a family doctor or a Minute Clinic or one of those places. You're actually doing a full evaluation on the muscles, the skeleton, the tendons and then ligaments and all that kind of stuff, and really putting them in their best position to be able to heal.
Yeah.
Especially with those soft tissue injuries that are kind of get stretched and torn.
Yeah. Well, I would say this, soft tissue injuries are tricky to treat sometimes, because they initially look like just soft tissue injuries. And what we see 50%, 30% of the time, I don't know the exact percentage, but what you see with soft tissue injuries are sometimes over the first 2 to 4 weeks, patients with soft tissue injuries develop symptoms that are different than just soft tissue injuries. And that could be radiating pain. It could be numbness and tingling. It could be chronic swelling. It could be chronic muscle spasms. So, you know, someone may come to your office and it looks like, oh, it's just a minor sprain, strain of their neck. 4 weeks later, they have pain down into their shoulder blade and down to the outside part of their arm. And initially you thought it was a soft tissue injury. Then, okay, maybe we need an MRI of their spine or of their cervical spine, right? And then we have a better idea. And for us, it's like getting the diagnostic tests early when we start seeing these subjective complaints and they are backed up by objective findings, we can facilitate a better treatment plan.
Because you're seeing them, like you said, 2-3 times a week. You're in the best position to be able to determine, like, if there's any internal structural damage that would require an MRI or even an X-ray. But because you're seeing them so often, you're so hands-on, you're going to give these patients the best chance for recovery.
Yeah.
And even with sprains and strains, and we hate to use the word soft tissue in our business, but most of our body's soft tissue, including our brains.
Right.
But if soft tissue, such as ligaments and tendons, are not treated properly, they kind of develop and heal into a way that's not natural and cause future range of motion issues, problems with that, right?
Yeah. So facilitating a care plan in the acute or subacute phase is critical. I mean, you mentioned if a patient doesn't get care early and often, what that does to the body. And I think you were describing the formation of contractures, scar tissue buildup. And these are the things.
Elastin and collagen.
Yeah, all those metabolic things that, you know, you may or may not, or our listeners may or may not know about, but the underlying physiology of a trauma that occurs in the soft tissue can also manifest in other ways. It can create long-term nerve damage. It can create range of motion problems. It can create limitations in activities of daily living. All these things can facilitate if they're not treated appropriately. But that kind of circles back to why we went to why HealthBridge created the multi-specialty group, right? Because now we have access to what we think is a soft tissue injury. Initially, we get an MRI of their cervical spine. We see that there's a disc bulge. We're looking at a nerve issue. We have a pain doctor that can give an injection, not only to help with the symptoms, but also as a diagnostic tool. Does that injection help the symptoms, right?
Yeah.
it does, we know we're doing the right thing. What if it doesn't help the symptoms, right? So then we can go, let's say, to an orthopedist or a neurosurgeon. So, you know, that's kind of the thesis behind HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group, facilitating better care with different service lines.
That's great. You really provided a ton of information for our listeners. We really appreciate that. Can you tell us like the geolocations where HealthBridge offices are and where patients can be treated?
Yeah. So we're all through Philadelphia. We have 8 offices through the Philadelphia area. And then we have 3 offices out in the counties in Lancaster, Reading, and Allentown. So our specialists travel out to those areas, but they also rotate through our 8 offices.
So most of Eastern Pennsylvania?
Yeah, most of Eastern Pennsylvania.
Any plans to expand in geography?
Yeah, we have some areas modeled out that we're looking at. But again, you know, where we're at now in creating HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group and facilitating a better clinical path for our patients, we want to stay slow and steady and focus on how we
maintain that customer service at all levels.
Yeah.
Great. Well, can you tell our listeners if they would like to find out more information about HealthBridge, where they can find it, and how can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, so you can always go to our website, healthbridgecairo.com. That brand is now being changed to hbmsg.com, HealthBridge Multi-Specialty Group. So if you want to look us up online, you can Google us. You can see all our locations. You can see 1,600-plus 5-star Google reviews. And we'd love to see you come in. Not just for car accidents, work injuries, sports injuries, you know, picking up your baby, shoveling snow, we're here to help.
Sounds great. Well, I thank you for the time, and I hope we can have you on some other day, maybe in about a year, and see how big and how helpful HealthBridge is to new patients and some of our clients that we send out.
Yeah, well, thanks so much, and congratulations on your success.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss a conversation. You can also visit us on injurypros.com for more resources and information. Till next time, take care. Thanks for listening.